It's Marketplace Tech for February 4th. I'm Ben Johnson in New York. Yes, we are getting close to the day where my team, the Denver Broncos, will handily beat the Carolina Panthers in Super Bowl 50. Okay, I'm just hoping there. And also, I watch for the ads as much as the action on the gridiron. I am far from the only one, which is why in recent years, we've seen a lot of startups spending big money on getting their product some visibility. Here's a preview.
Great loans for great people. Find out if you're great at SoFi.com. You're probably not.
A clip from SoFi, or Social Finance, one of the youngest companies ever to buy a Super Bowl ad. It's a marketplace lender that is expanding into personal loans and mortgages. A lot of these sites started as peer-to-peer lending, but are now getting into more traditional banking. Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood has been following this story. Molly, how is SoFi different?
SoFi is kind of the first to really advertise taking banks out of the equation. They're actually talking about a bankless world. They promise way better customer service, a much smoother experience. And then the other big difference is that SoFi does not use FICO scores, so traditional credit scores, to evaluate your actual loan worthiness. They say they take this like more holistic view. They still collect your FICO score because some of the investors who are more traditional sources might want it, but they don't rely on that for lending. I think that's sort of what they're getting at with that Great People campaign. It's a little unclear though.
How big of a deal is this kind of thing going to be, Molly?
I think in the coming couple of years, this whole world of so-called fintech, financial tech. This is where technology and Silicon Valley are kind of crashing into banking and really changing the game. It's going to be one of the biggest trends in both tech and finance in the next few years. SoFi is a huge example. I mean, this is a company that raised $1 billion in a single funding round in 2015. And right now, when you're using a fintech site or company, you still have a bank behind you. But as that starts to change and banks start to get interested in these models, traditional investment firms get curious about a whole new way to lend, you know, you're seeing major changes. Goldman Sachs, for example, announced that it's going to start its own marketplace lending product. And these companies are starting to expand onto bank territory.
Marketplace senior tech correspondent Molly Wood. Molly, thank you very much.
My pleasure.
You may have heard that Fitbit this week released a new wearable device. The Alta is worn on the wrist and is a fitness tracker, but it's pushing into a relatively new era of wearables, the era of wearables that look and feel like jewelry. It's customizable with leather and metal accessories. It'll also give you text and calendar alerts. There are a few companies that do this already. And just the other day, we were visiting a Manhattan startup office and hearing an origin story.
I looked down at my jewelry one day and I said, I wear this stuff that doesn't do anything today. I wonder if I can make it smart and have it help me.
That's Christina Davignon, the co-founder and CEO of Ringly. Ringly's been around for about a year now. We wanted to check in on the company, starting with a sense of its core product.
So we make smart jewelry. They're beautiful little cocktail rings, all using semi-precious stones. And they connect to your phone through Bluetooth. And they will vibrate and show a little color out of the side of the ring when you get different notifications.
You're wearing one.
Yep.
What is yours programmed to do?
I have it set up for mostly phone calls, texts. I have one vibration for priority email and Slack notifications. So as you can see there, three buzzes and blue means I'm getting a phone call.
Is it just buzzing all the time then?
No, it's only direct notifications. So if someone direct messages me on Slack, I'll get a buzz.
You guys recently announced a partnership with MasterCard, right?
Yeah. You would connect your credit cards to the Ringly app. And then at any terminal where you can currently tap with your card or pay with your phone, you'd be able to just tap your ring or your bracelet and make a payment.
Looking at the website, the ring started around $200. Plus the cost of a phone, that gets pretty pricey.
So you're a guy. and you don't buy jewelry. But for a lot of women out there, we priced our product so that it's comparable to other jewelry in the accessible luxury space. So for women, I mean, we spend about $1,200 a year on jewelry and different pieces. So, you know, our model is let's make it look like something that you would already buy, except let's make it smart.
How much do you need to grow in the next year to survive?
You know, right now we're on a good path, so, you know, we're doing okay. But, you know, I'll be looking to raise money probably this year, the end of this year.
Do you ever worry that you're too early?
You know, it's interesting. When I first started, which was a little over 2 years ago, I quit my job and I said, I'm going to go make rings that vibrate. They thought I was absolutely insane. Because wearables wasn't really a thing yet.
Yeah.
And, you know, just
do you think
in the
it's
past,
a thing now?
It's definitely a thing.
Okay.
I mean, with the introduction of the Apple Watch, you know, when I tell people the idea now, they just get it instantly, whereas before it was a little crazy.
Christina Davignon is CEO and co-founder at Ringly. Christina, thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. This is great.
The company doesn't talk publicly about revenue, but Davignon says Ringly has sold over 10,000 rings, and that credit card functionality she mentioned should be out later this year. No Ringly products aimed at men just yet. And don't ever think we're sleeping on the stuff of dreams and nightmares. Artificial intelligence renders both. SwiftKey, which is a predictive keyboard app based in London, has been acquired by Microsoft. The company says its artificial intelligence and machine learning technology helps predict what we're trying to say almost before we say it. Also, there's been a personnel transition at Alphabet, aka Google's parent company. Amit Singhal is retiring. He was the senior vice president of search and has been a bit of a legend in the tech world for helping to rewrite the algorithms that have made Google a leader. His replacement has been working where? Alphabet's artificial intelligence department. I, for one, welcome our coming robot overlords. Maybe. I'm Ben Johnson, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.